Aloha, good morning and welcome. Pull up a chair, join us around the kitchen table because Nakai Evalu is back for another Saturday morning of great Hawaiian music and conversation. Vicky Holtakamine is here.
Aloha kakahiaka kako.
Kahoone Panoke is here.
Aloha kakahiaka kako to all our ohana on the islands of Kauai, Maui, Molokai, Hawaii Island, and of course here on Oahu.
And don't forget Lana'i.
Lana'i too.
Of course. I'm Noe Tanigawa. What were you up to this past week, Vicky?
Well, you know, it's the holidays and also the winter solstice, where for Hawaiians we start our new year on the winter solstice and kind of go out to the ocean and chant the sun up, begin the new year. But spending time with the mo'opuna. I have three, Nicole, La'akea, Ho'ohena, Kuikamali, and Kau'i. Aloha to all of them.
Are they talking? They talk back
they
to you?
They are all talking. And, you know, Nicole, La'akea is at Punanalea Ohilo, so, you know, he'll ika olelo Hawaii.
Oh.
Aloha.
And how about you, Kahone?
Well, being the holiday season, it was a time of renewing relationships with family and ohana, and it was a great time, and lots of eating and discussions going on all over the place, and last minute shopping and fighting the traffic
and trying to stay happy.
I was say you might have just put on a few pounds here.
Actually, I did 3.5.
But who's counting, right? Well, we're going to continue the same kind of conversations you've been having at home around the kitchen table today here at Nakai Evalu. And we have a colorful and often controversial guest today I think you're going to enjoy. We'll get back and introduce him in just a moment. Our talk story today is about legislative issues coming up next session. They'll be on us quickly, and we're on top of it for you, along with couple hours worth of great Hawaiian music. You are with Nakai Evalu, sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs and Kamehameha Schools on the Visionary Radio Network.
Oh,
across the channels. You're listening to Nākai e Valu on the Visionary Radio Network, made possible by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs.
Mountains roll down to the sea. I wish that you were here with me. The waves are breaking along the shore. It's not the same without you no more. Whoa! 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 Mountains roll down to the sea. I wish that you were here with me. The waves are breaking along the shore. It's not the same without you no more. Whoa! Watch the sun lift off the sea, cast the shadow off a tree. Soon the surfers will catch the waves. The beach will fill with local babes. Whoa! Whoa! Watch the sun lift off the sea, cast the shadow off a tree. Soon the surfers will catch the waves. The beach will fill with local babes. Whoa! 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 Up above the clear blue sky, the tourist cars come driving by. Windsurfers across the bay, just a tropical Hawaiian day. Whoa! 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 Up above the clear blue sky, the tourist cars come driving by. Windsurfers across the bay, just a tropical Hawaiian day. Whoa! 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 Just a tropical Hawaiian day. Whoa!
You're starting your weekend the Hawaiian way with Nākai e Valu. Around the kitchen table this morning, Kaha'one Panoke, Vicky Holt Takamine, I'm Noe Tanigawa, and our special guest today is State Senator Clayton He, Democratic member of the Senate since 1999. In fact, he represents the proud 23rd District, Kailua Tukane'ohe. Thanks for being with us, Senator He.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me.
You know, I'm very proud of Senator He because he's a graduate of Kamehameha Schools, class of 71, which is a great dynamic class. They do a lot of things together and they just have a great spirit in that class. And also, he has been representing the district that my family and I have lived in for over 45 years in the Kahului area. He's been a great leader for our community, a great example to our young people on why it is important to go off and get a higher education and come back and work for your people. And we just learned this morning that his son is graduating from Princeton and is going to do exactly that. So we're going to look forward to having his son come home to work with us with Native Hawaiian issues. But Senator has a long history of dealing with concerns that have a great impact on Native Hawaiian issues. And of course, when he served as chairman of the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, he moved that office into many different levels. Some would agree, some didn't, but that's what makes him a colorful senator. And to be a good leader, you're not always going to be the popular one. So we welcome you, Senator, and Brother Clayton He.
Thank you very much. Thanks so much. I don't deserve the kind words, but I appreciate them nonetheless. Thank you.
So I think a lot of people just know you as a senator, but we also know that you enjoy being on the ranch. So we want to talk about your ranching.
Yeah, well, I've always felt that, horses are either in you or they're not. My brother is not one who takes to horses. I was. And as long as I can remember from the days when Kapi'olani Park was a racetrack and Dillingham had their horses, the stables were near where the archery is. I remember my mother taking us, and we would pick kiawe beans and feed the horses at the Dillingham stables where Amy Rich kept her horses. So I've always had something to do with horses, and after high school I had the privilege of getting involved with rodeo and meeting so many cowboys, some of whom have passed on. But what a nice avocation, and it's such a integral part of being Hawaiian that most people don't realize.
What a rich side of your personality. We'll have to hear more about that at some point. But right now, let's head over to your side of the island with a great tune by Jerry Sandus. I'm sure you all know. Ku'uhome o ka halu'u here on Naka'i Valu on the Visionary Radio Network.
aloha, o meu kahalu. Nike aloha, o meu kahalu. Nike aloha, o meu kahalu.
Wake up every Saturday morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Sounds like thunder, gotta head for the high ground. White water coming, no fooling around. Be man in the sun.
Be man, grab your bag and run.
Be-Man, another swell's coming your way. Be-Man, another swell's coming your way. Got to fill up your bag with the yellow and black. Keep your eye on the wave, don't ever turn your back. Be-Man in the sun.
Be-Man, grab your bag and run.
Be-Man, another swell's coming your way. Be-Man, another swell's coming your way. Hey, hey. Like the crab on the rock. You gotta run real fast.
Gotta run, you gotta go right now.
Keep your eye on the wind, don't ever turn your back. Oh, be-man in the sun.
Oh, be-man, grab your bag and run.
Oh, be-man, another swell's coming your way. Oh, be-man, another swell's coming your way. White water coming, no fooling around. Oh, be-man in the sun.
Oh, be-man, grab your bag and run.
Oh, be-man, another swell's coming your way. Oh, be-man, another swell's coming your way. Oh, be-man, another swell's coming your way.
Thanks for joining us for Nakai Evalu. It's the Hawaiian way to start your weekend every Saturday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. Kaho'one Panoke, Vicky Holt Takamine here, Noe Tanigawa, and our special guest today is a colorful and sometimes controversial public figure, someone who has spent years in public service, State Senator Clayton Hee. We'll look at the upcoming legislative session with an eye to Hawaiian issues, issues that affect all of us who choose to live in these islands. Now, we broadcast from right around the kitchen table here in Honolulu, but we're thinking about you with your cup of coffee over there in Hilo, or maybe just getting your orange juice in Ulupalakua, flipping your eggs in Ho'olehua. You're probably still wearing socks this morning in Lana'i City and hitting the road already in Kapa'a. So Saturday mornings, we're tuned up together via this radio program, Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's weekly FM radio magazine. It's brought to you by Kamehameha Schools and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network. We'll be right back and head over to the windward side of Oahu, the district of our special guest today. We'll head next to beautiful
Kahana. We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Kamehameha Publishing proudly presents a gripping tale of cultural kuleana by acclaimed author Lurleen Wailana McGregor in the new book, Between the Deep Blue Sea and Me. In the story, Hawaii-born Moana Covello leads a glamorous life in Los Angeles until tragedy strikes with a sudden death in her family and Moana's world capsizes. Her kupuna visits her in dreams and beckons her to return home. Moana's journey back uncovers secrets about her family and her kuleana, risking all that she's worked so hard to establish, her career, her lifestyle, and her relationships. Author Lurleen McGregor captures the familiar struggle of understanding ancestral responsibility and finding one's place in today's world. Between the Deep Blue Sea and Me is available at your local bookstores or online at kamehamehapublishing.org. Visit us for a range of products that amplify Hawaiian perspective.
Remember the first time your parents let you stay at home alone without a sitter? You were probably 11 or 12, right?
You're going to break something now.
Yeah, kids can do a lot of goofing off when left to their own devices. But what if you were 3 or 4? And at preschool? We all want to make the right choices for our children. Does your child care provide a healthy, fun, educational experience? How can you be sure? Quality child care prepares your child for school and life. The National Association for the Education of Young Children has accredited programs that are the right choice for our keiki. Why does NAEYC accreditation matter? NAEYC accredited programs assure that children are safe, healthy, and learning each day. Ask your preschool if they are NAEYC accredited. Insist on the highest quality for your child. Visit HawaiiKeiki.org. That's HawaiiKeiki.org. This message brought to you by the Hawaii Association for the Education of Young Children.
So I just got the new touchscreen LG Dare from Verizon Wireless, a sweet back-to-school gift, because my parents rock, and now I can access millions of songs. That's right, I got VCast music with Rhapsody. Plus, I have a widescreen VibroTouch QWERTY keyboard and a 3.2-megapixel camera. And with the Dare, I edit and upload right to my blog, so hello, of course I need the web. And with the Dare, plus America's largest high-speed 3G network from Verizon Wireless, you practically own the web. Info people, info. It's how you stay connected, and that is why you want to be on America's most reliable wireless network with a Dare. So there.
A Verizon Wireless exclusive. The all-new LG Dare with 8GB memory card is just $199.99 after $50 mail-in rebate with new 2-year activation on a nationwide calling plan $79.99 or higher. $149.99 or higher for family share plan lines. And my Verizon sign-up. Visit any Verizon Wireless store, Circuit City, VerizonWireless.com, or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. Activation, early termination, and other fees apply. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
You're listening to Nā Kai e Walu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
Mauloa no kumahalo nui, ika nani pu.
Yeah.
Nākai e Valu on the Visionary Radio Network, brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs and Kamehameha Schools. Noe Tanigawa here, Kaho'one Panoke. Our special guest today is Senator Clayton He, and of course, also at the kitchen table, Vicky Holt Takamine.
Aloha, Clayton. Thank you so much for coming again. We want to thank you. You know, looking back at last year's legislative session, how do you feel that session went? What do you think are your biggest success and maybe those more challenging issues that were accomplished last session?
Well, last year was so different than next year is going to be. The economy, for example, will play a huge role in how the legislature and the product of the legislature eventually comes to fruition at the end of the day. Last year, the concerns about cutbacks, the concerns about vacancies in government, the concerns of delivering services were really not a part of the discussion. They went into areas such as whether the policy of genetically modified crops should be a part of the new laws of Hawaii. They went into areas of the Office of Hawaiian Affairs settlement. I think that those kinds of issues may not be as big a role in 2009. You know, we tried to deal with sustainability last year, ramping up penalties for destruction of the coral reefs and for being kolohe with the natural resources. We talked about a potential ban of the taking of opihi. Those kinds of issues are still important. However, it seems to me, looking forward, that tackling the economy is going to play a much bigger role than it played in the past session.
I think so, too. I think people this year and probably next year, at the end of this year, we're looking at how to put food on the table and clothing and housing. Housing is going to be critical.
Fundamental issues will play a much larger role. But that doesn't suggest, therefore, that the other issues are not important. For example, I believe that one of the fundamental issues that we will be dealing with is what to do with Kahana. How to respond to the state's what I call mean-spirited and unnecessary action against Native Hawaiians and lineal descendants of Kahana in their effort to evict them in October. The legislature needs to respond to that kind of unkind action by the state administration. So we will also do issues like that, particularly, I suppose, in my committee because of the Hawaiian Affairs aspect of the committee I'll chair next year.
You'll be the new head of the Senate Waterland, Agriculture, and Hawaiian Affairs Committee.
That's correct.
Sitting around the kitchen table today with State Senator Clayton He on Nākai e Valu. Let's come back and talk a little bit more about how this Kahana issue might be settled. So stay with us. Thanks so much for starting your Saturday morning with Nākai e Valu.
Early in the morning, she would gather all her island fruits and pack them as she starts another day. Carefully she makes her way beside the mountain stream as she sings an island chant of long ago. Sweet,
sweet
lady of Waihole,
sweet lady, sweet lady,
she's sitting by the highway. Walking down her damp and rocky road, her humble wagon stops. She watched the sun creep through the valley sky. Smiles and wipes the sweat up from her brow, continues on and starts her journey through the highway rising sun. Sweet
lady
of Waihole,
sweet, sweet
in the evening, she would gather all her island fruits and pack them as she ends another day. Carefully she makes her way beside the mountain stream as she sings an island chant of long ago. Whoa, she's my sweet lady of Waihole. She's sitting by the highway, selling her papaya.
Broadcasting statewide, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Nani ko olau ahi poan, ka iniki vela vela o kamakasila, ilaila ka ua I valea ai, me kawai o ka ulala eho, me kawai o ka ulala eho. Nani ko olau ahi poan, Iniki vela vela o ka makasila Ilaila ka ua I valea ai Me ka vai o ka ulala e ho Me ka vai o ka ulala e ho Inu uanu, a inu I kawaio silo sila Ilaila ka ua I olani ai Me kawai o ka paliko olau Me kawai o ka paliko olau A hiki ka ua inu uanu A inu I kawaio silo sila Ilaila ka ua I olani ai Me kawai o ka paliko olau Me kawai o ka paliko olau
Take it away, Pete.
Ko olau ahi poanu Ka iniki vela vela ka makasila Ka ua puno la ilaila Me kawai o ka ulala e ho Me kawai o ka ulala e ho Ha ina ko olau ahi poanu Ka iniki vela vela ka makasila Ka ua puno la ilaila Me kawai o ka ulala e ho Me kawai o ka ulala
Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network, brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs and Kamehameha Schools. This is your weekly FM radio news magazine. We come to you every Saturday morning, and we're talking this morning with State Senator Clayton He, who is the incoming chair of the Water, Land, Agriculture, and Hawaiian Affairs Committee.
And that's a really important committee, and we're happy to have Senator there serving as the chairman. Senator He, it seems that with the Kahana issue, it brings back memories when we were going through the same process with the Waihole Waikani area and the unkind behavior by the state administration at that time.
There's several parallels with the Waihole issue. For example, at the Mahele, just like in Waihole, Kahana was deeded to Annie Kihokalole, who is the mother of King David Kalakaua and Queen Liliuokalani. Like in Waiohole, subsequent sales and exchanges of the deeds to the property ended up, in the case of Waiohole, with Lincoln Loy McCandless, and in the case of Kahana, with Mary Foster of Foster Botanical Gardens. And the Lower Kuleana were taken by Harold Castle of Kaneohe Ranch, and Mary Foster eventually took Harold Castle out. But the difference is that issue on Waiohole evictions dealt with Hawaiians and many others, Filipinos, Okinawans, Japanese. The Kahana evictions deal with lineal descendants of Kahana, of an area that no one would disagree is a Hawaiian place. In fact, on the island of Oahu, we're given the water resources in the Kahana ditch taken elsewhere today, out to Makai with the Huilua fish pond, the prehistoric pond out in Kahana Bay. It is the most defined, intact ahupua'a that exists on the island of Oahu, where the lineal descendants, by law, Act 5, 1989, had to be able to trace their mokuku auhau, or they could not live in Kahana in accordance with Act 5, 1989, which Governor Burns, during his time, envisioned Kahana as a living park where the descendants of Hawaiians could share the benefits of their culture with visitors and others at the Ahupua'a of Kahana State Park system.
Can that still work?
It can work, in my opinion, Noi, if and only if the state takes a different cosmogony and philosophy of the tenants of Kahana. And it can work if the state embraces partners such as the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Sierra Club, Oahu Land Trust, and other private partners to assist and work together.
We're getting the ideas of the incoming chair of the Senate Water, Land, Agriculture, and Hawaiian Affairs Committee, State Senator Clayton He. Our guest today, Ana Kaievalu. Thanks so much for joining us here on the Visionary Radio Network.
Thanks for tuning in this morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's weekly FM radio news magazine sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs and Kamehameha Schools. Our guest today is State Senator Clayton He, and we've just heard his ideas on the Kahana Valley eviction situation. Coming up, we'll go over to the island of Molokai and hear some ideas on the concerns over there. So get another cup of coffee, sit back, and enjoy another Saturday morning with Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Kamehameha Publishing proudly presents a gripping tale of cultural kuleana by acclaimed author Lurleen Wailana McGregor in the new book, Between the Deep Blue Sea and Me. In the story, Hawaii-born Moana Covello leads a glamorous life in Los Angeles until tragedy strikes with a sudden death in her family and Moana's world capsizes. Her kupuna visits her in dreams and beckons her to return home. Moana's journey back uncovers secrets about her family and her kuleana, risking all that she's worked so hard to establish, her career, her lifestyle, and her relationships. Author Lurleen McGregor captures the familiar struggle of understanding ancestral responsibility and finding one's place in today's world. Between the Deep Blue Sea and Me is available at your local bookstores or online at kamehamehapublishing.org. Visit us for a range of products that amplify Hawaiian perspective.
Mmm, so juicy, tender, and delicious. They should just call it McDonald's Southern Style. Makes you want to get more chicken.
Ooh, I know. How about McDonald's Southern Style makes you want to get one for your best friend chicken, huh?
Nah, I like mine better.
Get your fill of McDonald's Southern Style Chicken Biscuit and Sandwich, a lightly breaded and seasoned chicken breast, served for breakfast on a flaky buttermilk biscuit, and for lunch and dinner on a steamed sandwich bun at participating McDonald's.
I'm loving it.
Wake up every Saturday morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Deeper in love. Deeper in love.
Together, you and I, we can tell. Beneath the sun.
Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. Noe Tanigawa here, Kaho'one Panoke, our special guest, State Senator Clayton He, and of course, Vicky Holt-Takamine, also at the table.
Aloha, everybody. We are going to talk about a little bit of what's happening on the island of Molokai, one of my favorite islands, and aloha to all my ohana over there in Puko'o, Molokai, and Walter Riddy and the gang. So they're facing a lot of issues with GMO and also with what's happening to Molokai Ranch. So maybe, I know you have a real special interest in that island as well.
Well, my political career started on Molokai in 1982 when I served Molokai, Lanai, and West Maui as a member of the House of Representatives. So I got my political teeth cut on the island of Molokai. It is such a special place because, in my opinion, of the kupuna, who provide the leadership and spiritual guidance for the younger generations. It is a Hawaiian place because it is absent of the trappings of tourism, primarily having to do with the huge visitors that the other islands enjoy and deal with. Molokai is special because the people are willing to fight for what they believe to be in the best interests of their island and, by extension, their families. The Kaho'olawe controversy and bombing was ended principally because of the involvement of huge leadership that had their beginnings on Molokai, not the least of which would be George Helm and Walter Riddy, Emmett Aluli, who eventually moved to Molokai, Richard Sawyer, who still lives on Molokai. But really, the unseen heroes are Auntie Clara, Auntie Mary, Auntie Esther, Auntie Lani. There's no end to the leadership of those who have since passed on, because on Molokai, you live for the past seven generations before us and the future seven generations yet to come. Now, on Molokai, it's my own opinion that given the La'au Point controversy and the ranch having closed its doors, that the new opportunity now exists for the future political leaders to determine the fate of the ranch and its 60,000 acres on the west end. As most people know, the ranch decided that it would no longer wish to be saddled with delivering electricity and water. Were I to be a policymaker of Maui County, I would, if having the responsibility of delivering sewage services, water delivery, and electricity to the western end, is I would give serious, meaningful, hard thought, just like at Turtle Bay, to initiate eminent domain proceedings so that the county would enjoy, in exchange for the delivery of services, the area for the Maui County people to access the ocean, access the mountains, because the aina and the kai are intrinsic qualities embedded in the culture of the Hawaiian people, and Molokai is a Hawaiian island.
One vision of solutions for Molokai's current challenges from State Senator Clayton He, our special guest today on Nakai Evalu. This is the Visionary Radio Network.
You're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
On the Visionary Radio Network, brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs and Kamehameha Schools. Kahoʻone Panoke sitting around the kitchen table this morning. Noe Tanigawa here. Our guest, Senator Clayton Hee. So happy to have him in. He is the new chair of the Senate Water, Agriculture, Land, and Hawaiian Affairs Committee. Boy, that's a huge kuleana, Senator. And of course, Vicki Holt Takamine here to lead us into the question of ceded land.
We know that next year is going to be critical for Native Hawaiians based on the state's challenge, the appeal to this U.S. Supreme Court. Now, where do you think that's going to go? This is about the ceded lands issue. So,
well, you know, it's interesting, Vicki, because I was chair of OHA when we sued the state and won in circuit court and subsequently in the Intermediate Court of Appeals and subsequently in the state Supreme Court. So obviously I'm very saddened by the frontal assault of Mark Bennett and the Lingle administration in taking this to the United States Supreme Court, regardless of that she may purport to say she's pro-Hawaiian. I think her efforts with presidential candidate John McCain, who's against the Akaka bill, and her efforts to evict Hawaiians out of Kahana, and now her effort to to appeal the decision of the state Supreme Court to the U.S. Supreme Court suggests that what she says is quite different than what she does. Having lived through the Rice case, believe that the Supreme Court will find for Mark Bennett, and as a consequence of that, Hawaiians will suffer because of their relationship to ceded lands, and there's no question about that in the Admissions Act, Section 5F. I also believe that, and I fear for this, is that the Supreme Court is not bridled by a certain decision. They can, in fact, rule on the constitutional question of the Office of Foreign Affairs. They can even overlap into the admissions policy of the Kamehameha schools. So I'm very fearful. I'm not positive. I'm not optimistic. And I regret that the Lingua administration is taking it to this level.
The other thing, too, is there's been talk about Mark Bennett being named to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, there's been some discussion about that. He has said he's not. If you were to ask me if I thought the votes were there, I don't think they're there because of his abrasiveness, not only on Hawaiian issues, but on other issues as well.
You know, you have been a fearless public servant over the years, and I really want to thank you for coming onto the program this morning and just laying it out. If nothing else, we know where you stand, Senator.
Well, I think if people ask questions, they're entitled to answers. I've always been like that.
We've been talking with State Senator Clayton He this morning on Nakai Evalu. Thank you so much for joining us around the kitchen table this Saturday morning on the Visionary Radio Network.
To Nakai Evalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
Kai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. So glad you're here with us this morning around the kitchen table. Vicky Holt Takamine, Kaho'one Panoke, Noe Tanigawa, and our special guest, State Senator Clayton Hii.
Senator, you know, for a number of years you were the chairman of the Higher Education Committee, and I know that you've done extensive work with the issue on Mauna Kea, which is also a very important issue to us as Native peoples. As you discussed, the fear that you have with the relationship to the Supreme Court, and if they were to rule in favor of the state, then would that not allow the state to then immediately transfer the land of Mauna Kea to the University of Hawaii?
Well, actually, the ramifications of the United States Supreme Court decision is that transfer, if you mean sell, is accurate. They could sell not only to the University of Hawaii, but any other entity they wish to sell. That's the crux of the issue, is that the Native Hawaiian relationship to ceded lands, as defined as a condition precedent to statehood and state law, is what caused the Hawaii Supreme Court to rule in favor of the Native Hawaiian. That's what's at stake here. With respect to Mauna Kea, you know, Mauna Kea is emblematic of all Hawaiian issues, whether it's in Kahana, whether it's on Molokai, whether it's on Lanai, wherever it is that the state needs to take a kinder view of inclusiveness and look at Hawaiians as co-partners in the future of policies in the governance of the aina, that which feeds the people. That's what's missing in state government.
Something to think about along with your morning cup of coffee. That's what you get every Saturday morning here on Nakai Evalu. Thanks for joining us here on the Visionary Radio Network.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Honey, you know I love you, right?
Yes.
Well, we've been together a while now, and I think it's time.
Are you asking me to...
Here I go.
I can't believe this is happening.
Jen, would you like a bite of my haupia pie?
What?
A taste worth sharing. McDonald's haupia pie, made with a sweet, creamy coconut filling in a crispy golden brown pastry. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
I'm loving it.
Aloha. You're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Hey, Lily.
Nakaevalu on the Visionary Radio Network. Thanks so much for spending Saturday morning with us. And this is one of our favorite moments in the Saturday morning when we have our music guest. And today, here at the kitchen table, it's Milton Lau, owner of Kahoku Productions. He's been over 30 years in the music business in Hawaii. He produces Hawaiian music events, and his specialty is kiho'alu.
That's hey, right.
Welcome, Milton. Yeah.
Thank you, Kathy, and good morning.
Milton, I know that you're quite a busy person. Tell us about your recording business and more importantly, the work that you're doing in producing Hawaiian music events such as Kiho'alu festivals around the state of Hawaii.
Well, it all kind of all goes together. So, you know, if you love music, basically, you know, you get to the point where you're producing and, you know, you're doing live shows, et cetera, you know, perhaps producing festivals, whatever. But, you know, if you love music, you know, ultimately you want to get into recording, et cetera, and, you know, work with different artists and, you know, go that way. But it's kind of a you know, an evolvement that happened, you know, just kind of like automatically. It's kind of, you know, like you're not conscious about all this stuff. It just kind of happens. You know, you don't plan these things. It just happens, you know.
Tell us about your new CD recording.
Yeah, actually, so, you know, we've basically been recording for the last several years. And, you know, we specialize in slide guitar because that's kind of like our passion. So, you know, recently we came out with a new CD called Hawaiian Slide Kings Volume 2. And we have about 15 artists on there, everybody from Nathan Avial to Ledwig Kaupana, you know, just a whole bunch of guys like Bobby Madero, you know, and on and on and on. And basically what I wanted to do basically with that project was like showcase a lot of the artists that aren't so much the mainstream guys that you hear all the time with doing slack key, but they all play slack key. And so my whole thing was like to record these guys and let people know that, hey, these guys are like multi-talented. They can not only do this, but they can do slack key, kiho'alo, whatever, and present slack key in a different kind of a perspective where, you know, people have this idea that slack key is just one thing. But basically, yeah, there's several different things about slack key. There's traditional. There's more progressive. There's like new age.
That sounds great.
And before we let you go, Milton, give us quickly your next date for Kiho'alu Festival.
Well, we just got done with Kauai Festival, so we're planning again for next year's series of festivals. So the first one will be next year in June, and that's on Maui. And then after Maui, we come back to Oahu. From Oahu, we go back to Big Island. From Big Island, we go to Kona. But we're also planning to do other festivals, maybe perhaps on the mainland, and go from there. So,
right on. We'll have to enjoy the CD in between the festivals.
I hope so.
And we can hardly wait to hear one of the cuts from your new CD, yeah. Nakaevalu, on the Visionary Radio Network.
Kaipela kau. Acapulco.
Reaching across the channels, you're listening to Nākai e Valu on the Visionary Radio Network, made possible by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs.
Under a million stars, ooh,
Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. And we're getting near to the end of today's program. It's the time for us to leave you with a thought for the upcoming week.
Yes, you know, our Olelo Noeyao kind of has a relationship to the discussion that went on today, especially with the area of land. And the thought that comes to me is Uamau Ke'e O Ka'ine I Kapono. The life of the land will be perpetuated in righteousness. And, you know, this is a olelo, a proverb that has been handed down by one of our ali'i. And, Vicky, tell us about Uamau Ke'e O Ka'ine I Kapono.
Uamau Ke'e O Ka'ine Kapono was uttered at the steps of Kauai Ha'o Church when Lord George Paulet came here to overthrow the queen. Great Britain restored our kingdom to Kamehameha III. And he uttered these words at that celebration on the restoration of the kingdom to Hawaii. Ua mau ke ea o ka aina I kapono. E mau ke ea o ka aina I kapono. The life of the land is preserved in righteousness.
That's a thought for the week and hopefully into the 2009 legislative session. This is Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Come.
Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network, brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs and Kamehameha Schools. Thanks so much for hopping on board, Kamehameha Schools. Around the kitchen table this morning, our very special guests, State Senator Clayton He, of course, Kaho'one Panoke, Vicky Holt Takamine. I'm Noe Tanigawa, and we've had a chance to get inside the thoughts of the new chair of the Senate Committee on Water, Land, Agriculture, and Hawaiian Affairs. It's been a great opportunity to find out more about his thoughts on future developments for Kahana Valley, Molokai water and other concerns, Mauna Kea. We did talk about the ceded lands issue. As you know, the Lingold administration is appealing the U.S. Supreme Court to allow the sale of ceded lands. Senator He says he believes the Supreme Court will uphold this appeal, opening up the way to possibly serious consequences for Hawaiians and others here in the islands. And if you'd like to find out more about these issues and Senator He's comments, do check our website, nakaievaluradio.com. What a morning it's been.
It's been a great day. I want to wish everybody a hauʻoli makahiki hou. Have a great New Year's, a safe one. Make sure that if you're going to drink, don't drive. They have free taxi service throughout the city, so take advantage of that, because we want you to be at our kitchen table next year, starting with our January shows. Mahalo, everybody, and have a great, great New Year's.
Well, let me chime in by thanking all of you for having me. It's been a privilege, really, to wake up in the morning with all of you. I want to invite your listeners that they can call me. Session will begin on the third Wednesday. We've already started our work. I'm easy to find either through email or by phone or at the state capitol. We'll try to accommodate as many people as we can and schedule as many people as we can. So I want to thank all of you for having me. It's
thank
been
you
a privilege.
So much. If nothing else, I hope we've made them feel more comfortable with approaching you as the session goes on.
So mahalo nui loa to all of our listeners. It's a great way to wrap up our year, 2008, with Senator He and the issues that we're going to be faced with next year in 2009. It's a perfect time. You want to might think about giving a special loved one a halalei. New Year's Eve. It will symbolize the closing of 2008 and the beginning of 2009.
Beautiful. Thank you, Vicky. And we are here for you every Saturday from 8 till 10 a.m. And mahalo to Milton Lau from Kahoku Productions. Thank you so much for coming in today. Nakai Evalu, sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs and Kamehameha Schools, brought to you with much aloha on the Visionary Radio Network. That is today's Kumu, 94.7 on Oahu, Q103, 103.7 Maui, The Surf, 95.9 and 103.9 Kauai, The Beach, 102.1 Hawaii Island, and KMKK 102.3 Molokai. Don't forget our website, nakaievaluradio.com. Aloha.
Aloha.
Hauʻoli makahiki ho.
Hui ho.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Kamehameha Publishing proudly presents a gripping tale of cultural kuleana by acclaimed author Lurline Wailana McGregor in the new book, Between the Deep Blue Sea and Me. In the story, Hawaii-born Moana Covello leads a glamorous life in Los Angeles until tragedy strikes with a sudden death in her family and Moana's world capsizes. Her kupuna visits her in dreams and beckons her to return home. Moana's journey back uncovers secrets about her family and her kuleana, risking all that she's worked so hard to establish, her career, her lifestyle, and her relationships. Author Lurline McGregor captures the familiar struggle of understanding ancestral responsibility and finding one's place in today's world. Between the Deep Blue Sea and Me is available at your local bookstores or online at kamehamehapublishing.org. Visit us for a range of products that amplify Hawaiian perspective.
Word of mouth advertising. If you run a small business, you know that's the most important way to grow your company. Your customers recommending you to their friends and family.
But great word of mouth only happens when your customers are really, really happy. Because when they recommend you, it's their reputation on the line, too. That's why people trust word of mouth. So when you're looking for a bank for your small business, which one has the best word of mouth reputation? A statewide survey of small business customers at Hawaii's major banks shows that more American Savings Bank customers have recommended their bank to others. That's right. American Savings Bank was ranked number one. Surprised? Maybe not when you consider their great service, extended hours, Saturday and Sunday banking, and convenient locations. To talk with a small business specialist, visit any branch or call 627-6900. American Savings Bank, Hawaii's most recommended bank for small business. Member FDIC.